Welcome back to Jefferson City. I wanted to give everybody a little bit more of an in-depth session review of our 2013 legislative session here now that we've adjourned last Friday and got a lot of things done. And I want to talk about some of those things we've been discussing throughout the year. But now that session is at its conclusion, good time to review. I think the most significant thing that came out of this session was the broad-based tax reform bill that made it out both chambers and is now on the governor's desk awaiting either his signature or his veto. And just to talk a little bit about that legislation, what it does is for every single Missourian across the board will receive tax relief. Every individual will see over a period of years their tax rate reduced by a half a point. And for every single business in this state, we're going to make sure that we're reducing the tax liability that those businesses pay, no matter how they're organized, whether they're a C corporation, which is usually how the larger employers are organized, or most importantly, in my view, how small businesses are organized, which are generally LLCs or LLPs or closely held companies, they're going to see their tax liability cut in half over a five-year period. And the testimony that we hear and the folks that I visit with, whether it's in Kirkwood or it's in Fenton, those businesses are usually reinvesting those dollars that they can save instead of paying the government into their business, whether it's hiring new people, investing in new equipment, expanding their business somehow, some way. And what we know historically is that when you've had broad-based tax relief measures like this, whether it's nationally or in other states, those economies have grown. And it is my belief that the way this is structured, where there are triggers, where before this is fully phased in, you have to see revenue increase and it's spread out over a period of years, is really a responsible way for us to enact broad-based tax reform that can grow our economy. We're in an environment where states around us, we're in a competition. There's just no doubt about it. And I think that this is a smart way for us to grow and fundamentally believe that allowing people to keep more of what they earn is the right thing to do. And so we were able to move forward on that. This is the most significant tax reform measure that's taken place in 100 years since the advent of the income tax here in Missouri. So it's no small deal. And the other thing that's important to point out is that Missouri ranks 48th in GDP growth over the last 10 years. We can do better than that. We've lost half our congressional delegation. We're not growing as quickly over the last 70 years as other states. We can do better than that. And I think that this is a bold step forward. One of the other things that we worked on this year, recognizing that competition and the changing landscape in landing lucrative amateur sporting events like Final Fours and Frozen Fours and wrestling championships and AAU championships that are hosted by other states, that we've got an incentive put together that's very responsible. It's based on tickets sold that will allow us to compete for those kind of events, whether it's conference championships or the big NCAA championships. That's something we've talked about for the last few years. We were able to get that done, and that's already been signed by the governor. We were also able to extend some of the benevolent tax credits for pregnancy resource centers, those more charitable purposes that allow those entities that do a lot of good work across the state to leverage those investments and be able to do more good for more people. One of the other things we've handled this year as it relates to business and legal climate in our state is really shore up the Second Injury Fund. The Second Injury Fund was created as an incentive for employers basically to hire folks as they came back from the war or who had other injuries that might be concerned that a second injury that they might be responsible or liable for that total disability. So, for example, if there was a previous injury but then there's a second injury that on its own may have only made that person partially disabled, but there's a total disability as because of the second injury. It's a sort of a reinsurance mechanism, and that had, because of some things that have happened over the past several years, and including some things that took place in 2005, that fund was severely underfunded and really in danger of collapsing on its own weight. And so we were able to work through that, and something that people have been talking about, a very difficult thing to do over the last few years, we were able to do that with bipartisan support, and I think the governor will sign that piece of legislation later on this summer. The other thing we were able to do on the employment front is to really tighten what has been abused on unemployment insurance over the last few years. The definition of misconduct has been tightened up, ending some of the abuses of those benefits, and could reduce Missouri's liability of that over $500 million. And really just some common sense reforms. I mean, we heard some examples of some pretty egregious abuses of that system, and we're able to address that this year. The budget, as we moved on to that, a multi-billion dollar budget that we have to balance each and every year, we were able to do that, and actually, through some pretty lean years, made some very difficult decisions, and that has paid off. We've kept our AAA bond rating, one of only a handful of states that have that, and also we have a $400 million surplus, which I think is something that we should be proud of, and also through that process, able to increase scholarship funding for higher ed, a record amount for K-12 education in our state. And also, we're able to do some really important things that I advocate for, like making sure First Steps is funded and also parents as teachers and some autism programs throughout the state. We're able to do that in the budget. So it's a very busy year. We had a bold agenda, and we were able to do a lot of those big-ticket items and also some other things that I've talked about, like making physical therapy services more affordable for more people. We were able to make some common-sense reforms there to make sure that those copays aren't any higher than what you would pay if you go to a primary care physician. That's a piece of legislation that I handled this year to make sure healthcare is as available and as affordable as possible. And then also something that we talked a lot about earlier in session, which was the new Mississippi River Bridge that's being constructed over that great river will be named the Stan-Musial Bridge, assuming that is assigned by the governor. So, as I mentioned, a very eventful year spanning from tax policy to labor policy, employment policy, healthcare policy, and our budget, and some other miscellaneous items. I really appreciate everybody listening and staying informed through this 2013 legislative session. We'll continue to do things throughout the summer. They may not be as frequent as every week, but we'll make sure people are aware of things that are happening. One thing, for example, we're doing today, this Friday, from 9 to 4 o'clock at my Kirkwood office at Clay and Adams and Kirkwood. We're having a lemonade stand to benefit the Epilepsy Foundation. My son, as I've talked about before, not only is he has many challenges, autism, but also has epilepsy, and so it's something that we're very familiar with. And the Epilepsy Foundation does a lot of good work in educating and helping individuals and their families deal with that condition. We'll be doing that in the Kirkwood office this Friday and be letting people know of other things that are going on in the district. So, again, your comments and questions are always welcome at eschmidt@senate.mo.gov or our phone number, 573-751-2853. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll stay in touch. Thanks again.